After speaking with Prison Chief Julie Jones, St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandis is sponsoring a Senate bill authorizing the Florida Department of Corrections to start hiring correctional officers at age 18 instead of 19.
The goal here really is to allow us to begin to recruit earlier. And one of the challenges the secretary has identified is when she goes to these recruitment fairs and talks to in schools, that she'd like to begin to introduce people to the profession of being a corrections officer. One of the challenges she has is she says, well, you can't start until you're 19. The ability for them to get training directly out of high school to begin to integrate into the corrections officer system will really allow a much larger pool of candidates to look at this as a long-term profession.
The measure also includes a condition that any correctional officer under the age of 19 is not allowed to supervise inmates.
Today, the simple standard is 19. 19, you can begin to supervise inmates. I personally had an issue with very young individuals being able to directly supervise. So this creates a new category of a corrections specialist that simply allows them to go through the initial training and begin to work in the facility, but not directly supervise inmates. I think it's a good compromise, but it really does allow almost every person in the state now that is of 18 years old to look at this as a new profession.
Still, Ricky Dixon says the 18-year-old would still be able to perform other duties. He's the Deputy Secretary of Institutions for the Florida Department of Corrections.
They would not supervise inmates is the key point. They would not be permitted to supervise inmates until they turn 19. They would assist with search processes, control room type of environments, along beside a mentor teaching them those duties, but not be alone.
Jared Torres is the Legislative Affairs Director at the Florida Department of Corrections. He says this bill is not only an agency priority, it came highly recommended by an independent auditor of the state's prison system.
The Association of State Correctional Administrators, so ASCA, it's a national association, we're all state secretaries for each of their corrections. ASCA put in their report specifically that states should look at policies like this to try and help recruit. Florida, unfortunately, we have critical staffing levels in our facilities, and we're trying to do everything we can, to bring in some new blood and to beef up staffing.
Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley likes the bill. He calls it a reasonable plan.
You can carry a gun and serve in the U.S. military and protect us from all enemies. Certainly, you're mature enough to be considered by the Department of Corrections. And particularly, this almost creates an internship where they can be learning the culture before they're actually put into situations that are volatile and difficult as direct supervision.
Still over in the Florida House, not everyone is completely sold on the idea. While she voted for the bill in its first House committee, Maldora Republican Representative Jennifer Sullivan says she's unsure she'll vote for it when it gets to the floor. In the past, state prison officials have said they are seeing most of their turnover in their younger employees, which has Sullivan worried lowering the age will make that worse.
I know because it's been shared with me that there's a hard time keeping correctional officers because they come, the state trains them, the state doesn't pay as high, and then they go and work for a county. So my fear is if we are now creating a recruiting process for recruiting even more young individuals, that the turnover is going to become even greater, that we're going to be investing our dollars into training them, and then they're going to be leaving to go other places. So for those reasons, I have great hesitation.
And while he too shares those concerns, Miami Democratic Representative David Richardson says he also sees the benefits of the measure.
We do need to recruit more people, and I see a benefit of us being able to go into high schools and talk to students before they have a break after they graduate, right? So if we're waiting until they turn 19 years old, most students are graduating when they're 17 or 18 years old, and they may have 6 months or 9 months before they turn 19. So in that interim time, they've gone and found another job, and so they're no longer interested in a career with the Florida Department of Corrections. So I think this is going to help our recruitment.
The House measure has already unanimously passed all its committees and is waiting to be taken up by the full chamber. Its Senate companion bill has passed two committees and has one more to go before a floor vote. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.